The museum is housed in an historic building across from the library in downtown Naknek. Larice Egli is a Naknek artist who led efforts to set up the collection. She says the building has come a long way.
3 weeks ago, the floor wasn't yet finished and walls were dirty. None of the artifacts had been moved in and cleaned. The cases were still sitting in crates in Anchorage. So it's been a complete transformation.
The items in the collection mostly came from the old Naknek Museum, which was closed for years. There are model sailing schooners, cedar corks, old cannery equipment, and a beautiful hand-sewn fur parka. With help from Anchorage Museum conservationists and local volunteers, Egli spent many hours moving, cleaning, and installing these artifacts. She says this painstaking work was all worth it to hear the stories people have about the objects.
I mean, even that coffee can sitting right over there that we're accepting donations in the last 24 hours, I've heard two stories about how those coffee cans were valued. Because they're square, they were, I guess, coveted for berry picking because they could be mounted onto the frame of a backpack very easily. But, I mean, that's just a coffee can.
Among the visitors on opening day was Tim Troll, who wrote a book about the sailing days of the Bristol Bay salmon fishery. Troll says he was amazed by one item in particular, a gear checkout list from an old cannery.
It's a board that has every sailboat numbers from 1 to about 37 along the vertical and along the horizontal. It has gear like your stove, your tent, your water beaker, so that every fisherman who checked out, they checked off their particular gear that they got in a fishing boat, and then the cannery sent them out. And I think that's just cool. I'd never seen anything like that. You know, it gives you a real feel for those guys out there. I got my stove, I got my tent. That really does tell the story right there, once you understand what it is.
The museum's collection will continue to grow. Bristol Bay Historical Society President Fred Anderson says they're planning outbuildings to showcase old planes and vessels.
We have a large collection of wooden boats, all the way from a sailboat, a conversion, all the way up to the last wooden boat made before they went to fiberglass. We have a set net skiff, and it'll be very nice and interesting.
In coming weeks, the Historical Society will hammer out the details of running the new museum. They'll set regular hours, charge admission, and open a coffee shop next door. They expect the fundraising and the story gathering will be ongoing indefinitely. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Coulton.